This is Your Health Kit. Your Health Kit brings you tips to answer your medical questions and might undo a few medical myths along the way. From the KXRW and X-Ray FM studios, I'm your friendly neighborhood family doctor, Rebecca Hoffman, MD, based in Vancouver, Washington. In today's talk, we'll take a look at alcohol. Is it safe or not? The pendulum seems to swing all the time. Let's look at some current research for some answers. Alcohol has been a part of the human story for millennia, 30,000 years it appears. The first clear evidence showed up in pottery residues around 7,000 years before the Common Era, or BCE, recovered in the Yellow River Valley in China. Other evidence dates alcoholic beverages in 5,000 BCE in Iran, 3,000 BCE in Egypt and Babylon, and 2,000 BCE in pre-Mayan and pre-Aztec cultures in the New World. So alcohol has been around a long time, and with varying engagement and approval in these cultures. Ancient cultures would use alcohol for medical treatments or in religious ceremonies. Of course, the Greeks had their god Dionysus, twinned with the Roman god Bacchus, through which they celebrated inebriation and ecstasy as a medium between the living and the dead. Even in modern times, drunkenness has been celebrated as a sign of virility. But alcohol has its problems. Many cultures recognized regular use could lead to disease and even death, and each culture came up with ways to deal with it. From limiting production, raising the price to reduce access, or to outright banning, alcohol has been subject to many rules, not just to prevent disease, but to profit from its sale and use. But can it be healthy? Some studies in the 1990s pointed to a previously identified compound called resveratrol, found in certain plants like grapes, blueberries, peanuts, and red wine. In those studies, resveratrol gained attention for reducing inflammation and sugar levels, supporting heart health, and even reducing cancer risk. But resveratrol's effects are small. Some studies suggest we may need 500 milligrams a day to get any benefit. Since a glass of red wine offers less than 1 milligram of this compound, it may take more than 10 gallons of wine a day to get that amount, an impossible quantity. These findings are, of course, red herrings. Many people enjoy alcohol and hope that there is some benefit. The truth is, there is no health benefit to alcohol in any quantity. In fact, alcohol is a toxic substance that has been classified as a carcinogen decades ago. It is associated with at least 7 types of cancer, including colon and breast cancer. The more alcohol consumed, the higher the risk. In the U.S., about 178,000 people die every year from excessive alcohol use. Excess alcohol use can lead to high blood pressure, heart and liver disease, stroke, memory issues, depression, and anxiety, among other complications. The most common form of excess drinking is not daily drinking, but binge drinking, or having 4 or more drinks in 2 hours or less. More than 20% of adults in the U.S. binge drink in any given month. While daily drinking has a higher risk of causing liver disease, binge drinkers are at higher risk for stroke, blackouts, and alcohol poisoning. So is modest drinking dangerous? Can I toast in the new year, for example? Since all drinking poses risks, accepting that risk is part of the decision to drink. Our bodies can tolerate some exposure to alcohol, such as an occasional toast, but repeated, continuous use can contribute to long-term illness, addiction, and death. The CDC has proposed these safety guidelines for alcohol use, up to 1 drink a day for women and up to 2 drinks a day for men. And that's where a visit to your doctor comes in handy. Most doctors routinely screen alcohol use as a health precaution. Your doctor can help you understand your individual risk based on your health profile. And that's your Health Kit tip for today. There is no safe level of alcohol, period. Even a single drink offers some risk, which some of us may be willing to take on occasion, hopefully keeping to the CDC rules. Remember, if you have questions about your health, check with your doctor, not a computer search engine. After all, your doctor cares about you and your health. From the studios of KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.
Support for X-Ray FM comes